Andre, there are nights when a guest walks in the studio where they like exude exactly what we're going to talk about.
Yes, yes, yes.
But Tina came in and like I was like, are we going to start a fitness class right now?
Oh my god, I know. I'm already like stretching. I was sitting during the news. I'm like, I gotta stand.
There was a way she walked up to her chair, like she like pivoted. I'm like, I think we're going to do a move.
I know.
Hi, Bettina. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this event you have coming up on October 22nd.
So tomorrow we're doing a little fundraiser for my new foundation I just started that is benefiting special needs children and adults that I've worked with in Kenya. And so because I'm a trainer and I have a lot of fitness friends, I partnered with those friends and we're just going to spread awareness and have some fun and sweat while we do it.
I think it's so cool. You obviously are a Nike master trainer. You've been on magazine covers, which I still have your autograph in my office.
Yeah.
But I mean, just to bring it back and to be so humble. Tell us about your trip to Kenya and what inspired you to create the foundation.
Yeah, it was such a humbling experience, gave me a lot of perspective. And, you know, I also just realized that there's so much help that is needed there. And, you know, I feel like I have a reach and I want to be able to spread that word. And I think that it was just a place where these children and adults just gave me a lot of joy and made my heart so happy. And like, I just feel like a lot of other people can experience such a beautiful thing also.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great organization. And I just, when we were reading it too ahead of time, one of the classes or one of the things that they're going to be doing is strength and hit and 40 minutes of dance.
Yeah.
That's 40 minutes. About that.
She's going to teach you a routine.
40 minutes
yes,
of dance.
A dance routine. Okay.
Well, okay. And we'll get through this?
Yes.
Okay. People wanting to change their life, though. I mean, and the last time we talked to people wanting to change their life just can start very small.
Yes.
Like, get up, move around a little bit. That's what you always tell people.
I always say, celebrate the small victories. You know, you can't just go out with a bang right away. If you've never worked out or if you haven't incorporated it in a while, you just need to kind of scale it back and just celebrate every time you do something like taking the stairs instead of the escalator or standing up at your desk instead of sitting on the floor. Or sitting in your chair.
Sitting in your chair.
I know.
Like all of us.
I know. Fun, actually.
Right.
Well, but I've been told you're supposed to take turns. Sometimes you stand, sometimes you sit.
Yes.
It's supposed to be good to do alternating.
Yeah, totally.
15 up, 15 down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Change it up.
What are some of the obstacles that people have when it comes to starting, you know, a fitness plan?
I think time is usually the number one excuse. But, you know, I feel like it's all about prioritizing time. You have to make the time for it. And even if it's only 10 minutes, that's better than 0 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So 10, 15 minutes here and there, prioritize it.
What inspired you?
Ooh.
Really just being able to see the changes in my own body and be able to realize like, wow, I'm strong and I can keep continuing to push myself. Right. And that's my whole mission is just to make other people realize that too.
Well, and I think that people kind of get into these ruts too, where they, or if they try something out and it doesn't work in a certain mm-hmm. amount of time, what do you tell people who feel as though they've plateaued or it didn't really work? So I just give up.
Yeah. I mean, that's where a good class or a good trainer would really help because that person can keep you motivated or maybe even like find someone that's maybe someone that also wants to go on the same journey with you and then they can help you keep accountable.
Right. But people look at you and my cousin's a personal trainer and is in great shape. And whatnot, and she always when we take one of her classes she crushes us, you know, so she'll be like 100 crunches, let's go. I'm like, can we start with 50? She's like, no.
Nope.
But you gotta go.
But she's probably, she's standing there and you're probably like, I guess I gotta do this.
Right, and it's family too, you know, so I feel like I can't say no to her. But yeah, but I mean starting small too is
starting important. Small and celebrating that.
Yeah.
Now, when you talk about this organization, again, it's Dance with, how do I say this?
Mweni.
Dance with Mweni,
yes.
Foundation.
One of the girls I worked with there, yeah.
So when you talk about the impact that it had for the folks at this special needs facility, right? Is it a home?
There's an orphanage and there are also schools.
And so what was the response that you were getting? Because you said you were impressed by it, but what were some of the reactions you were getting?
With the school itself, with mm-hmm. the kids? Honestly, it depends on the school. Because the orphanage, there are a lot of children that had physical disabilities. And most of them, like, they didn't even realize they could feed themselves. And a volunteer taught a few of them how to feed themselves. And it actually freed up so much more time for the ladies that work there. And so they're just small little changes that people have made. And even at the school that I worked with this past time, the kids just, like, they... Like I bought a puzzle for them and like he is so good at this puzzle now, this one boy that I worked with. And it's just those little small things are just so rewarding. And he's just so happy every time he completes the puzzle. So it's pretty cool.
I think it's so cool that you work with children too, because children I'm so thankful that they don't see, you know, disabilities with each other and whatnot. And I think I told you the story one time I was playing golf and it was a group from Mary and Joy and it was a young boy with one arm and one leg. I've never seen someone hit the ball so far. You know, and he just kind of he picked up his club and he crushed it 300 yards.
So happy.
Right? But kids don't see obstacles. Do you see that?
Don't. No, they don't. They just they're happy. They if just you treat them like other kids, they're going to be happy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just treat them normal.
Exactly.
And how can people get involved in this if they can't make it to your event on the 23rd?
Yeah, there are a few different ways. Through my website, you can have donations. You can either donate product or money, any supplies, or just spread the word. That's really all I wanted, just to people to know how to say the name Wenny and how to spell it.
Wenny.
And how to, you know, just know that there are these kids out there that can bring you so much joy.
Talk about Wenny.
Wenny. Oh, she's just like, she can't walk, and she has the biggest smile on her face when you pick her up, and she just moves her legs around as fast as possible, and it just like, I don't know, her smile and her giggle is just like, it melts my heart every time I see her.
That's fantastic.
It's a great experience.
Oh my God. It's a great organization.
Thank you.
How much have you been traveling and going to places? Like,
so I went to 2 trips in Africa this year, but I've been traveling a lot for work. But this year, this next coming year, I'll be traveling 2 times, doing 3 different, 2 different 3-week trips to Africa.
Wow. Where haven't you been that you want to go?
Ooh, yeah.
The Philippines. I was born there and I haven't been back. So
really?
I need to go back. Yeah. I need to go back.
When did you come over? Yeah.
I was only 2 years old.
Okay.
So I don't remember it. My mom is like, you're going to all these other places, but you don't go to the Philippines. I'm like, I know.
It's because mom wants to go with.
I know. That's true. That is very true.
Has your mom been able to travel with you at all?
No, she hasn't. But it's nice because every time I come back here, she's, you know, I get to spend time with her. So it's
nice. Is she in the city?
Yeah, she is in the city near Bridgeport.
And where is the event going to be? This is tomorrow, the 23rd.
We're going to be at the Lakewood in the West Loop.
So what's the Lakewood?
The Lakewood is an event hall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. They do weddings there, events, and I did an event there last year too, so I'm excited to be there again.
That's cool. So when you come back to Chicago, I mean, this is your home.
Yeah. Yep.
Even though, don't tell your mom that part. What do you most look forward to when you come back to Chicago?
Well, obviously seeing my mom. But all my friends and the fitness community here is just so great, and I just love all the people and obviously all the really great restaurants.
How do you go through a menu? How do you prioritize?
I mean, guys will probably not believe me, but usually it's a dessert menu first. I flip it over. I'm like, what do they have for dessert?
Right. Life's short. Dessert first.
Always. I love dessert.
Yes.
I usually just, I like to see that there are different options. You know, I don't want too many options because it's a little overwhelming, but you know, I like to just make sure that the ingredients are good and it sounds yummy. So
now, what do you think about menus that have the calorie count on it? Because there have actually been studies where people don't pay any attention to that, and I always go for the lowest calorie stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of tricky because I feel like there are some things that might have lower calorie, but then they're actually may not be as healthy for you. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what the product is or what the food item is. I mean, I really just look for real food.
Real food.
So just know what it is, mm-hmm. and you know what you're going to eat. And yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I read an article over the weekend, and it said for women, it said stop trying to fit into either a size 6 or a size 8, because I mean, we as women know you could fit into a 4 or a 6 or an 8 or a 10 or a 12, you know, depending on what it is, if it's jeans, mm-hmm. If it's at a certain store. So stop looking. Would you agree with that? Like, stop looking at the label.
Yeah.
Just see
how you feel, because that's the most important part, is how you feel in your skin, how you feel in your body. And really, that's why I think exercise is so great, because it gives you that natural like confidence. So I mean, yeah, don't look at those scales. Don't look at the scale. Don't look at the numbers, because plus like an H&M size 6 is like something else's size 2, you know?
Right. So. True. Exactly.
You never know.
I always find that the like the higher end items will say that I'm a size 2, but the regular like Target, I'm a 6 or an 8.
Uh-huh. You know? See, that's why you can't believe it.
See, it's so true. I know women's clothes are so hard.
Yes, it really is. Yeah.
What would you suggest is a good amount of exercise, say, per week?
Yeah, I think it just depends on the activity level or what you're actually doing. But I think anywhere between 3 to 5 days if you're doing really intense work. But if you're doing like just basic walking, walking cardio, stuff like that, then try to move every single day.
Right. And taking a walk is fine, right?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, because I'm not a big runner.
Of course
I'm not. I just want to take a nice walk.
Yeah, you just got to move every day.
Right.
I feel like you're apologizing for not running.
I do. I don't have to. Bettina, I'm like, but I am standing.
Yeah, I'm sitting, just so everyone knows.
Right. I want to put it out there. I hate running.
Oh, I do.
I don't really like it either.
Oh, well, there. Do you run though?
I like to run very fast for like about a minute.
Okay.
So sprint daunting.
Run a little, walk a little, run a little, walk
exactly.
a little.
Exactly. And those are actually more beneficial to you. So
yeah.
It's right. The sort of up and down,
yep.
the adrenaline rush, yep. and then you sort of cool
exactly.
down a little bit. We've been hanging out with Bettina Gozo. She's a Chicago native Nike master trainer. And you also train people virtually online around the world.
I do. Yeah. So I travel so much that I just want to be able to train everyone as much as I can. So I do that as well.
So we can take like a class when your class is on?
So I do mainly programming online, but okay. I am in the Nike Training Club app, so you can work out with me on that. So that's kind of cool.
What do you think of the Peloton? I know Peloton is kind of a big craze right now.
Yeah, I think it's great because it's cool because you can do it live, but then you can also go to on demand and visit your favorite instructor there. But I think it's a really cool experience because you can actually take your favorite instructor's class. So,
that's cool.
And they can give you a shout out. They're like, oh, hey, Patty's doing a great job. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
Run, Patty, run.
In your living room, That's pretty neat.
I don't want to be stressed out in my living room by someone like Bettina. So Bettina Gozo, she is going to be hanging out tomorrow with everybody. Again, that's Tuesday, October 23rd at the Lakewood for Dance with Mweni.
Yes!
I like the more people say Mweni. Everyone say Mweni.
Mweni.
And you can
this is from Mweni.
This is from Mweni. It's go to dancewithmweni.org. That's dancewithmweyne.org/events.
Yep.
And we look forward to having you back in studio. I know you're traveling all over the place.
Yeah.
And I also know that you have to get your full... Do you get 8 hours of sleep a night? Or
I try.
You try.
That's usually my goal.
If you can't get eight, what should you...
I usually do six.
Okay.
Yeah, six
okay,
to eight.
That's about what I
that's
get.
That's the goal.
Six to eight.
Six is okay.
Yeah.
All right. So six is the acceptable, I guess.
Right.
Eight is the goal, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us,
Thank
Bettina.
You, Patty.
And if people want to know more beyond Dance with Mweni, where can they find you?
BettinaGozo.com.
Awesome.
And I'm guessing you've got some great Instagram pics as well.
I do. I think I like it.
I'm gonna repost the one of us planking.
Oh yes,
that one time Bettina and I planked.
That one time
she won. Just FYI.
How long did you guys go for?
I don't remember.
I probably went a minute.
You're like,
Bettina's
I have
like, she's planking, having coffee. I'm like, oh, my arms are shaking. But no, it's always a pleasure when you come
yes,
in. Thank you,
Bettina. We'll see you again very soon, and congratulations on all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Dose on 720 WGN.